afternoon once again, everyone. It is our number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. With you until 4 o'clock today, and time to take a look at the weather. It is a very beautiful fall day. Lots of sunshine, temperatures into the lower 50s here in central Wisconsin, outside our studios on East Wausau Avenue. What can we expect? We're almost to the weekend. Well, to find out, we head on over to Weatherology and talk to our meteorologist, Ray Miller. Ray, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Doing outstanding. Enjoying the sunshine. I was just out a little while ago grabbing a quick bite, and it really is a gorgeous day out there.
Yeah, it really is a very nice afternoon. Lots of sunshine, and we'll see skies remaining sunny through the rest of the afternoon. Temperatures holding steady in the low 50s with winds out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, a little bit more cloud cover rolling in. Temperatures fall back to around 35 with light south winds. Clearing skies again on Friday after a cloudy start to the day. High around 58 degrees. Saturday looks sunny with a high close to 60. I think officially we'll get to 59, but a few spots could reach the 60-degree mark. Sunday, a little bit more cloud cover. That brings temperatures back down into the upper 50s. Monday, sunny with highs again in the upper 50s. In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller.
Couple of things there. Tomorrow, we got some high school football playoff action. It looks like it should be a pretty nice Friday evening for anyone going out to see a game, including myself. And the weekend looks pretty good. So not bad the next few days, is it?
Yeah, not bad at all. Those football games should have no problem whatsoever. Clear skies, overnight lows in the mid-30s. During the game, probably down into the mid to upper 40s. So jacket weather for sure, but not too terribly cold.
Real football weather. We don't mind that at the end of October. Well, Ray, thank you very much. Have a great day, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
I'll see you then.
And right now in Wausau, again, a beautiful afternoon. I mean, this time of year, we're the final days of October. We are getting closer and closer to Halloween. And right now, lots of sunshine. Temperature has risen nicely up to 55 degrees. The winds are out of the southeast at 7 miles per hour, so not much of a wind chill, just 53 degrees. The dew point is 33, relative humidity of 44%. The barometer stands at 30.28 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. Again, coming up in this hour, in just a little more than 5 minutes, we'll be joined in studio by the mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg. Great to have the mayor come back in and talk about what's going on in terms of the city as we get into the fall. So Katie Rosenberg coming up at 3:15. And also, again, don't forget, when we're done here at 4 o'clock, after 4 o'clock news, I should say, it will be the Devil's Advocates here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And don't forget, coming up on Saturday, boy, big day, because coming to Milwaukee on Saturday, the former president, Barack Obama, he's coming for a big event along with Governor Tony Evers, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and other Democrats. But we will have live complete coverage during the afternoon. I think the event begins at around 1 o'clock from what I've heard. And again, these schedules change all the time. President Obama expected to speak sometime around 3 o'clock, but it's going to be an afternoon of live coverage from Milwaukee. President Barack Obama, Governor Tony Evers, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and others in a big rally as we get towards the end of the campaign, getting closer and closer to Election Day. And it's a big thing because this is so many of the statewide races have been so narrow in recent, recent decades. Going back to 2000, it was six presidential elections. And in Wisconsin, of those six, four of which have been less than 1 point. I mean, it's amazing the close elections we've had for the presidential elections in the last six presidential races. The only two that weren't tight, Barack Obama. He won one by 11 points. He won one by 7 points. So he is coming to Milwaukee, and we will have live coverage coming up on Saturday, all day long, starting at 1 o'clock. Mike Crute and the rest of the guys down in the southern part of the state for civic media will be bringing you all the activities. We'll hear from the governor, hear from the lieutenant governor, and of course, hear from former President Barack Obama. So don't go anywhere else. You can tune in during the afternoon right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And also, get that Civic Media app. The Civic Media app, you can then go to Bull Falls Radio. You can go to all the other stations. It's been a very busy time for Civic Media in terms of getting some new stations, and we are lined up all around the state. And in fact, like between 2 and 4. We got our show here with me focusing on Wausau and Central Wisconsin. But there's others, like the Dueling Tangents down in the Madison, Milwaukee area. You can listen to that, or you can listen to the podcast as well. So, again, go to the your favorite app store, get the Civic Media app, and then you can keep up to date on all the Civic Media stations throughout Wisconsin. Got to take a quick break. I see sitting across from me the Honorable Mayor of Wausau showing me the Civic Media app on her phone, which is always good that somebody's listening to me. I always enjoy that. So we'll talk to Katie Rosenberg, the Mayor of Wausau, coming up next. It is 312. Again, 55 degrees under sunny skies. Beautiful day here in Central Wisconsin. And glad you could join me here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. We are now back here on the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And very glad to bring back the mayor of Wausau. In fact, you were my first guest back on the first day back, and they haven't canceled me yet.
Chad Holmes Show is running strong.
I know, but Mayor Katie Rosenberg of the city of Wausau, thank you again for popping on.
Always. There. Thanks for having me.
I want to start off with something interesting, because last Friday, me and my boss, one of my bosses from Civic Media based out of Madison, but we are looking downtown maybe to get some new office space.
Ooh.
And we were walking around and we were looking at a couple different areas, and everybody we talked to is very excited about what's happening downtown. Could you talk a little bit about how what's happening downtown is going to change downtown Wausau for a very in a very good way? Talk a little bit about what we expect to happen. What is the time frame? Because the thing that was really jumped out to me is that we're just looking around at a couple offices, but the people we talked to were saying this is going to be a game changer downtown.
Oh, yeah. It's huge. Okay, obviously, I wish I could take credit for all the things. I cannot. You know, this started, I mean, way back in the day before I was born with Mayor John Cannenberg, who brought the mall downtown, right? Yeah. So that opened the year I was born. And, you know, last year we tore it down. And we started looking ahead at what are we going to do? And so this year, you know, after much consternation by community council members, you know, me too, we finally landed on our very first project, working in conjunction with WAS, the group of foundations that helped us purchase the mall. Well, they purchased the mall. I guess we helped them. And so we'll have one block. It'll be 155 market rate apartments. And then on the first level will be mixed use. So we'll probably see stores, retail, you know, stuff like that, restaurants. We're really excited. And obviously, if you were walking around downtown, you saw that it was basically nothing but cement pad.
I know. That's where I parked.
A little windy.
It was actually on Friday, yes.
Well, if you saw at the end of summer, so many broken umbrellas dangling because there was just nothing stopping the wind anymore. So, you know, it'll be great to get that done. Timeline, they should be starting doing some stuff this spring. So, I guess next spring, this spring.
That's what they were telling us, too, that as well. So, again, it just sounds like very exciting. And, and it's not easy when because the mall was that, you know, sort of foundation downtown. And when that goes away, all of a sudden, a lot of questions. And as you said, it's not been easy. There's been a lot of hurdles to get over. But it feels like there's a real momentum now and that people are very excited. And again, you love to see that where you feel like, hey, what we're going to have here is going to allow people to come in. It's going to help people get around downtown, I think, a little bit better with some of the expansion.
Changing
of the
some of the one ways to two ways. Are you kidding me? Oh, my whole life. They're going to have to put signs up that this is no longer a one way. But I'm really excited. And I should mention, the Children's Museum is also being developed right now, too. So we're really excited about them. We were able to work with the state of Wisconsin and get them a special WEDC improvement grant. So really excited for them. They've been, man, when I was on the library board, we were trying to get them on the third floor, and it was just, where can we put them? So this is going to be great for the whole community.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, and then we have to turn to some tough news. And
obviously, it's all tough.
I know, obviously, but I know with yourself, because you have a an experience with East Bay and FootLocker.com. And since we last talked, the announcement came that 200 folks are going to be losing their jobs in 2023. Number one, what's the process? I mean, when did you know that there was an issue? What's been going on in terms of that? And then we'll talk about the future.
Yeah, so I found out when they called me the day they were issuing that WARN notice. I got a couple of hours of heads up. So I was able to talk to a couple of folks around City Hall and let them know, hey, this might be something that we need to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So that went out. Obviously, 210 people. That's not something to sneeze at. I did ask, what are we doing for employees here, and what's East Bay doing, what's Foot Locker doing, and they're holding a couple of job fairs for folks. They are also relocating people if they're interested in staying with the company, but maybe being somewhere else. There are a couple other distribution centers across the country, so that might be an option for some folks. But actually, after that announcement went out, I heard from HR folks in big industry around here asking, how do I get in touch with Foot Locker HR? I want to help, employ some of those folks who maybe are losing their jobs. So I feel really good about the direction of those people. I think they'll be able to be employed around here. Mm-hmm. There are more than 6,000 open jobs in Marathon County right now. So obviously not everything is a distribution center job, but I think there are going to be some good matches.
Why does this happen, though? I mean, because you read a press release and there's some corporate speak involved.
Oh, there's always corporate speak,
exactly.
Right?
But when you look at it, is there anything in terms of what's happening here? Why does this happen?
Yeah, so I can tell you that, one of the things, obviously I worked there. I'm a former employee. So one of the things that we...
Actually, I worked there many years ago.
Look at that.
I
mean, half of Wausau works at East Bay.
Anybody that went to college at UWMC, I think, ended up working at East Bay at some point or another.
We all kind of had our turn there. but, I would say, there were a lot of changes happening when I worked there, too. And one of the things that we kind of talked a lot about was how do we do this most efficiently? The consumer expectation is that they place their order and, it's like the Amazonification of things. Like, I want my stuff tomorrow.
Right.
So really, it's tough when you think about where their product is coming from. It's coming from China largely. So if you're coming in from the ports on a big ship and then you're shipping everything to the middle of the country, and then when you look at your demand where it is, it might not necessarily be in the middle of the country, right? Like, it might be in kind of those larger metropolitan areas. So, thinking about how as a business owner, how are you going to make that more efficient and match consumer expectations? So I'm thinking that's where it is. I didn't have those explicit discussions.
Right,
that's kind of what I'm thinking is that, everyone's trying to figure out how do we beat and meet Amazon.
And also, it has something to do, I imagine, with the importance of having local ownership.
Right.
Because in the past, it was local ownership. And I imagine that as a mayor and everybody in city government, that's why you try to encourage local ownership.
I will tell you, obviously, if you worked there at all during, the late 90s, early 2000s, you knew the CEO at the time from East Bay was Dick Johnson. And he was actually one of the first calls I got when I was elected mayor. Like, congratulations, I always thought I would be mayor. And I'm like, well, I think you're doing okay, guy. But, with his retirement and moving on and things like that, there's just different priorities, right? So it's tough. And it's tough for me because I feel emotionally attached. I know these people. They're my friends. They're my family.
But I guess the bottom line is there is that need for this type of worker here in Wausau.
Oh, yeah.
It is. And Wausau, in terms of as a business hub, this is not an indication that it's going in the wrong direction.
I don't think so. I think what you're seeing is people are still really scrambling for employees. And so, man, if there are employees that have CDLs, we got jobs for you. there's a lot of opportunity for folks. Lots of manufacturing, lots of different kinds of things. So I think I hope that everything turns out great for these people.
Again, we're talking to Mayor Katie Rosenberg of Wausau here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. I went to lunch today and I picked up the new city pages and it had a little article about Wausau taxes, City of Wausau. And you said you were working on budget
stuff. Sorry for interrupting your intro.
No, but it was... it's that time. You're talking about some of these issues. What happened this week? What have you been up to, I guess, in terms of budget and taxes and all that good stuff?
Yeah, so, I mean, I would say over the last handful of months, we've been working on the executive budget, putting together, working with all of our teams to figure out what do we need to do. And, you know, when we got all together and we saw the cost to continue, you know, everything we did last year, what's it going to cost this year? Mm-hmm. And it was over $2 million. It was like, whoa, what are we cutting? And we have a lot of new needs, at least requests. So that was one thing. We got to a good place, I think, before we presented it to council. Mm-hmm. And council got it maybe 2 weeks ago. So the finance committee has it. They looked at it. They took an initial pass. And then they've been holding these budget workshops, which I really find delightful. I know it's not exciting to most people, but it's really nice because they're able to dive into certain pieces. So we've talked about ARPA. Mm-hmm. We've talked about very supplemental requests. I mean, every department wants new stuff, including me. So we talked about what are the needs right now. So that's where we're at. We're not quite finished. There's a statutory requirement that we publish our budget 15 days before the public hearing. Mm-hmm. So we'll be seeing that. The public hearing will be on November 15th. So that's coming up. We don't have everything finalized. Council still has some things to work out. So
without going into no specifics, is it painful at this point? I mean, how hard is it right now? Because along the same lines as during this campaign, we're hearing a lot about shared revenue.
Oh, yeah.
And I imagine that you're crossing your fingers that ultimately after the election and when the state legislature gets back together, and hopefully there'll be some changes that will be make everybody's lives a little bit easier. But how painful is it right now to go through these numbers and try to fund important aspects when you know that, boy, there's just limited amounts of money?
Yeah, it is. Like the painful part is, you know, every single time we're like, okay, well, we've decided this is something that we would like to provide, and it's going to cause, you know, a fraction of a cent for the mill rate going up. So, like, think real people. I mean, this is affecting real people. That's right. The painful part. I think for me, these are tough decisions, and I know the council takes their responsibility. Wow, seriously. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're still in kind of the brain teaser mode right now, as opposed to, like, cutting to the bone. But I will say, I don't want to say it was easier for other mayors, but, you know, mm-hmm. back in the day, you know, when we had that giant recession, right, mm-hmm. All of the easy cuts are gone. Like, they've been gone since 2009, 2008, they've been gone. So really, we're moving stuff around and trying to piece it together and make sure that people still are having their needs met.
And that is so true because, I mean, again, I'm going to bring up an issue that's a county issue, but we talked about the community clubhouse. It's closed.
Oh, yeah.
It's closed.
Yeah.
And everybody we hear from say, we need it.
Yeah.
And yet it's still closed. And I mean, I think that's an example of how hard it is, because even things that people agree on that you should be funding it, but sometimes you get into this pinch where it doesn't happen. I guess... Mm-hmm. I imagine that leads to a lot of sleepless nights, because you know that there's a human cost to all these decisions.
Totally. And, you know, that's an example of, you know, the kind of economic skittishness we're experiencing right now, right? So announcing that we're going to cut these programs, and then the employees of those programs are like, am I going to have a job? Mm-hmm. So, you know, those employees moved on. They found new jobs, because it's not fun even to know that your job is only going to exist for 8 months, right?
Right.
So I think that was a really tough way to have that conversation in public and have a lot of people asking.
Right.
But, you know, I've been connecting to some of the folks who were members, and they're finding some other places to be. And obviously there's some people that are still going to need more services, and we don't want them to fall through the gaps.
We got to take a break in about a minute, but before we wrap this part of the conversation up, I'm trying to put the right words here, but it's when you... Is the whole system broken in terms of how things are funded?
Yes.
Or
absolutely.
I mean, that's my thought here. It's like, you know, it's like, do we have to really go back to the drawing board in a lot of ways?
Yes, and I think you'll see that. I mean, we are continuing to ask property taxpayers to fund local government in a way that's just not sustainable, right? Meanwhile, we got billions in sales tax, a surplus. So can we figure out a way to reallocate the way we fund things and not on the backs of property taxpayers?
Right.
I think we all agree to that. I would say Democrats, Republicans across the board want to see that.
Exactly. And I mean, but big change is hard.
Oh, man.
Even if things aren't working, it's hard, isn't
it? It's traumatic, too.
Exactly. Again, she's the mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg. We're going to take a quick news break, come back, talk about a couple of other things. There's one thing I want to talk to you about the first time around that I know that we've seen some move forward momentum, and that's public transportation. We never really had a chance to talk about it.
Okay.
Want to talk about that?
I'm ready.
And also, about the not so fun part of being a public figure, sometimes being called out. We're going to talk to the mayor about
a
little bit as well. So again, we have a news update and then we'll be back with another segment with Mayor Katie Rosenberg here on the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. And good afternoon again. Time is 3:33. I'm Chad Holmes here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Again, we are talking to the mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg. And again, appreciate you popping on over. I know it's always, you know, it's a busy time, as you said, with everything that's going on. And appreciate you spending a few minutes with us.
I got time for you and the people.
Hey, that's what we like. And again, first time we talked, I talked about, you know, sometimes do you get mad? Because sometimes, you know, sometimes you hear from people that aren't so nice. And and the thing about you and that I appreciate is you're very positive. You're positive about our community. You're positive about, you know, the work that you do, and that there's people that really are not positive about a lot of things. And I was in the audience on Monday, went over to the UW Stevens Point at Wausau for the candidate forum just to listen to a few of the folks. And I was not expecting to hear your name, but a couple of times.
Aren't there enough issues to not be talking about me?
But Corey Tomchek is running for the state senate. He's the Republican nominee trying to replace Jerry Petruski. And the reason I want to kind of bring this up is because not to have a personal, you know, a tete-a-tete between you and...
I mean, you can go ahead and try, but that's not really my style.
No, that's it. But you have to work with people in state government.
Yeah.
But I want to play it because I know you were working. You said you were actually working on Monday.
I actually haven't heard this. I've heard about it. I haven't heard
it. Well, this is one of the comments that he made.
Is it going to make me cry?
Nah, I think you got tough enough skin. But, but for whatever reason, he brought up your name. And this is what he had to say.
Here in Wausau, people wonder why we have such high and rising taxes. Well, maybe if Mayor Katie would spend time paying attention to responsibilities and not attending socialist, progressive conferences in other countries, maybe she could work on those issues. But she can't be bothered with that.
Again, I'd like to remind everybody.
So we had a few people that were not happy with what they said.
Sure.
But number one, I guess I would ask you to respond to what he said.
Sure. Yeah. You know, I obviously take my responsibilities seriously. I swear to uphold the Constitution, all of that. But, you know, I cannot work 24/7. I don't know if you've ever tried to do that.
Not without having a breakdown.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, this is a tough job. So I do like to travel. That's something I value. I've valued it since I was an 11-year-old. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I did go to Germany. I attended a conference. It was great. I got to know some MPs from across Europe and Canada. Mm-hmm. It was great. So, you know, it's fine that you can be critical of that. You know, I'm fine. My politics are my politics. Open. But you know what? I take my responsibilities seriously. So I don't think I'm the reason that Wausau's taxes are climbing and climbing. Obviously, it takes more than just me to do that. My mere existence can't do that.
And actually, as I said, I did not want to bring this up to, you know, as a personal, you know, confrontation, because what I thought about, and I was thinking about this Monday night when I got home, and I said it on the air this week. I said, his presentation depressed me because that's not what we want from government. Because we have a representative form of government. You went in front of the people. The people said, we would like you to serve as mayor for this term.
Yep.
He is going in front of the people trying to become the state senator. But you have to work with folks in Madison. You have to, and we were talking off air. You've had a relationship with Senator Petruski, who is a different political persuasion than you. Pat Snyder, the state assemblyman, a different political party, but you still have, you know, dealings you have to go with Madison. That's important, those relationships,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's really the only way to get anything done. And, you know, I do have a good relationship with Senator Petrowski. I have a good relationship with Representative Snyder. You know, I've even had one-on-one meetings with Congressional Representative Tom Tiffany, mm-hmm. who I don't know who could be more different. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we do have to work together, and we have opportunities to advocate for our shared constituents. I mean, whoever is elected to the 29th Congressional mm-hmm. District, you're going to have 40,000 of the same constituents I do. I don't know why you would say to them that they were all terrible for voting for me. So, you know, that's not something I'm going to do. I'm going to advocate for the candidates I care about and I think will be great. And you know what? I'm not going to spend a lot of time worrying about what anybody thinks about me.
And I guess the final point about this is he had said during that presentation that first and foremost, he's going to represent the people that vote for him and think like he does.
Yeah, that's too bad.
But I know that, and Pat Snyder said no. I mean, Pat Snyder talked about reaching across the aisle, and I was very impressed.
He actually does that, too. He's not just saying it. So, you know, I mean, it's tough.
But I was going to ask you, should this gentleman, Corey Tomchek, be elected to the state senate? I imagine you're still going to have to make that phone call, aren't you?
Hey.
When there are issues you have to deal with, yeah. You can't let personal peaks like that get in the way for what your responsibilities are to the people of Wausau.
Yeah, you know, I like to send out congratulations letters to folks who win their elections, and he'll get one if he wins. And, you know, I mean, my door is always open. I'm not going to be slamming the door on anyone. And I've actually had some interesting phone calls with people who assume I'm not going to talk to them or really? Call them back. And they're like, oh, wow, you called me back? I was like, yeah, you called me. You had a question. So, you know, that's what we do. And largely, I mean, the politics are the politics, and campaign season is the worst time to be talking about policy, right? Like, it's
right.
So bad. But, you know, at the end of the day, what are you doing? You're going to be serving the people. So, good luck to everyone.
Absolutely.
12 days.
Yeah, then we can go back to governing for at least a couple of weeks before the presidential cycle starts.
Oh, no.
Again, we're talking to Mayor Katie Rosenberg of Wausau here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Mentioned, I want to talk about public transportation
a little bit.
Because since I last saw you, there was some movement because there was general talk about it. Now you have three different ideas put out there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to, before we talk about these ideas, I think about this and I think about issues.
You're kind of a nerd, aren't you?
I'm a little bit of a nerd. And when it comes to public transportation, and again, you can call me an idiot if you feel like I know
absolutely
you won't.
I know.
But if you're going to do it, you got to do it right, don't
right.
you? Because when you start talking about numbers, and I know a lot of people say, well, they don't get used as much. But at the same time, when public transportation doesn't go where the people need it to go, mm-hmm. why would they use it? I imagine we're kind of at a tipping point when it comes to public transportation, because if you're going to do it, you're going to have to kind of do it right and take people to places they have to go. Am I correct?
Yeah,
in that?
You're onto something there. Like, we do need, again, like, this is another service where the people tell us what they need, and they've been telling us for years, this is not working. We don't have department stores, for instance, for people to shop at. Do you want to buy a pair of socks? I mean, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Take a taxi or an Uber, I guess. So this is another one of those things where it feels like the funding mechanisms are broken. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there have been, over the years, we've talked about regional transit authorities and things like that to have more community buy-in so that it's not just individual communities like Wausau doing their own thing and just, like, you know, circumambulating the city and missing out on all of our communities. So, yes, we want to fix it. We want to talk through what that looks like. We want to have hours that are convenient. We want to have routes that are convenient. So, yes, we've been doing our five-year plan.
Mm-hmm.
They've suggested some upgrades that seem eminently doable. And then there are some other things that are making people's eyes get kind of big and wonder, like, how are we going to accomplish this?
Right.
But, yeah, more public input. You know, we have an opportunity, too. You know, for new leadership in this arena, too. You know, Greg Soibert has been the steward of our public transit for a long time. I mean, longer than I've been around, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is an opportunity to build on what he's done and maybe even grow. So,
since those three different ideas have kind of been put out there, what have you heard? I mean, in terms of maybe fellow public servants and then also from people that are people that want to use public transportation and the general public at large.
Yeah, I'll say I've heard there's a small but mighty advocacy effort from the users of public transit. And these are people who, you know, don't really have any other options. Maybe they have a disability, or maybe, you know, they can't drive for whatever reason. So, like, their livelihood depends on this. So I've been hearing from those folks. They want expansion. They want that. They want to see us going out to Rib Mountain. They want to see us, you know, going to these other places. So, yes, that's largely what I'm seeing. Now, from the policy body, you know, obviously we're nickel and dime and everything right now.
Right.
But I think there's an agreement that the way we're doing it right now maybe isn't the best for people. And it's time to think about what that looks like.
What about the, you know, the communication between WASA and the other communities? Because they kind of peeled away.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they, as you said, they have to make tough decisions as well. And but at the same time, WASA doesn't want to have to carry the entire load for the system
as
well.
We don't want to, but we also can't. Like, by state statute, you know, we're not allowed to drive our buses through these other municipalities unless they're paying in. So, you know, and I also don't want to sit here acting like it's all their fault. Like, I understand how we got there.
Right.
And I know they're looking at their demographics too. So I think we need to figure out a different way to fund some of this. You know, some of the options could include, you know, I've heard, we've talked about bid districts. Like, oh, well, there's plenty of business on Rib Mountain Drive. Would these large bid large businesses be interested in participating in a business improvement district that could fund transportation? I would think they would want employees and customers and things like that. So that's something, like, that's a kind of bigger idea, a thought process. But, you know, beyond that, they're part of our Metropolitan Planning Organization. They've been through all of these planning sessions with us. They've talked to our consultants. They are involved. And really, it always comes down to money.
Right.
So if you care about your tax dollars being put towards something like a public transportation, you should reach out. Your village board, your town board, your whoever, me, email me, do it. We'll start talking about that again and again and again.
My gut is to say, which do you believe in? But I don't think that's the smart way to go about it, because you, as the mayor, probably need to get all the information from all the folks that are involved in this. So I'm not going to go in that direction. But how do you go about looking at these proposals? Do you, how willing are you to maybe step out on the plank for certain, generally, not just public transportation, but when you see these ideas come out there, when do you decide, hey, I'm going to use some of my political capital to try to push for an idea or not? How your your mindset when in some of these issues that are, you know, can be a little dangerous at times.
It's always dangerous to get out in front of it.
Maybe how you go about your job and also in terms of where you try to push in certain areas.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, just generally, I mean, it starts with, like, does this align with my personal core values, right? I need to believe in it in that way. It doesn't, or at least it doesn't go against my personal core values. And then, you know, I like to see the data. I'm kind of that person. I want to see, like, who's responding to this? Who's contributed to this discussion? Who do we need to hear from? What are the gaps? You know, I really do care about being as inclusive as possible. And especially on a discussion like public transportation, you're talking about communities that maybe are underrepresented in public government. So making sure that we're hearing from everybody. But also, you know, we got to worry about the budgets and all of that. But I do think we need to understand, like, does this help WASA meet our strategic goals? Is it growing people? Is it growing community? Is it bringing jobs? Or is it employing people in ways that they really would like? So, you know, that's kind of my thought process. And, you know, even Dark Night of the Soul stuff, right? Like, there's we're going to spend a couple $1 million after these downtown apartments are developed, right? Like, that was not uncontroversial.
I know.
So, you know, that's one of those things where, okay, are people's discomfort with the idea of giving a developer money after they've built it and built that tax pay base, is that discomfort, is that outweighed by the fact that this will be good based on the projections? So, like, it's tough. And what I want to do is say, I'm getting you, WASA, the best deal. You told us you wanted this developed. This is the best deal we came up with. So that's the other thing. Best deal.
As a political wonk, I guess, to wrap things up, you know, following this and what's your take on what we've seen in these campaigns? I mean, are you happy as a voter? I'm going to take you away from your political way, because you've run campaigns. What you see here, has the last month or 2 months or 3 months been anything that's been made you feel good at all?
You know, I will say this. I don't do a lot of TV watching, but you know, you watch
lucky.
The, like the Packers now, they're kind of doing what they do. That's also depressing. So I just turned it all off.
Yeah, they're as ugly as a nasty political
right?
ad right now.
Yes. So that's tough. Those ads are tough. They're all bad. I just hate it. But as you know, listening to the candidates when they're sharing their vision for about Wisconsin, mm-hmm. you know, I've really respected what Governor Evers has done. He's stayed very positive. He is not a cutthroat man.
No.
He is a nice grandpa, and he wants to do what's best for students. He wants to do what's best for Wisconsinites. So I feel like if I were to rank campaigns, I appreciated his the most.
Mm-hmm.
And then anybody that's sharing a vision of what they want to see for us, that's what I want.
And something I, just to wrap it up, is that I always want to make sure people understand is anybody that throws their hand in the ring deserves a great deal of credit. You know, really. I mean,
yeah.
It's not, you know it, it's not an easy thing to do, to go out there and ask for people to support you and vote for you. And
oh, it's wild.
It is. It's, and I think the system only works unless people are, there's nothing more depressing than during the primary, I saw there was one race, I can't remember which one it was, but where there was not a Democrat on the ballot for a state, for someone goes to Madison.
Mm-hmm.
You hate to see that. You right. just want to make sure that everybody's throwing their hat in the ring. But
yeah.
hey, appreciate you coming by.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy your job and enjoy.
Always. Every day's a jam.
Katie Rosenberg, the mayor of Wausau, joining us. We'll be back with more here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Hey, I'm on the air. Somehow my bumper is not really working. Chad Holmes here with you on Bull Falls Radio. I was talking to the mayor before she left. And again, thanks to Mayor Katie Rosenberg for joining me here on the program today. We'll try to get her on a monthly basis and talk about things that are going on in the city of Wausau. So again, Mayor Katie, I got thrown off here because I normally play the music and I hit the button and nothing was coming through. Technology, right? Technology. But tomorrow... We're going to, once again, tomorrow I have to get on a bus to go over to Bayport for the Wausau West football game. So I'll be live here for the first hour, and then in the second hour, we're going to bring back my interview with Bob Look from earlier in the week. We'll hear that tomorrow in the second hour of the program as I am on the bus heading over to Bayport for Wausau West High School football tomorrow night here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. But was talking again to the mayor off the air as we get closer to this election and you see some of the races that are developing and sometimes the polls are looking in a good way for Democrats or Republicans, and other times they're looking not so good. And one of the questions I have is less than two years ago on January the 6th, 2021, we saw an armed insurrection at the Capitol of the United States of America led by the leader of the Republican Party, Donald Trump. And it feels like Republicans are not taking any kind of responsibility and not being penalized at all. That they have a chance to win both the United States Senate and the United States House of Representatives. You see that the races here in Wisconsin, and we were talking, I was talking to the mayor, Katrina Shanklin. Boy, just an outstanding representative for Portage County and Stevens Point. And seeing some numbers that that's a race that's tightening against Soik, who's running against her. You see somebody like Brad Paff, who's been a terrific public servant in the state of Wisconsin. And everything that we are seeing right now, the insurrectionist Derek Van Orden, who has been putting on all these commercials where he's, you know, wearing leather. I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand it. Isn't there a certain responsibility, a certain level that should be met by somebody that wants to represent part of Wisconsin in the United States Congress? Number one, not show up at an armed insurrection. And number two, sitting on his motorcycle and his, you know, chaps, acting like, you know, this is what we want. Is he going to do that in Washington? I don't believe you always have to be wearing a suit and tie and doing everything. But at the same time, there should be a certain decorum that anybody that wants to serve as a representative of all the people should follow. And We're going to find out a lot about this state and this country in 12 days' time. It's going to be very interesting. Are people going to say, well, yeah, I'm concerned about democracy and about people respecting elections and respecting the results of elections, but gas prices are too high, so I'm going to blame the Democrats who they think can magically make gas prices go down to $2 a gallon. Or inflation. Inflation is a worldwide phenomenon. And if you look at the inflation rates around the world, well below the average is the United States of America. Yeah, it sucks having the prices go up. I don't make a lot of money. Radio is not, hey, I'm going to tell you a little secret here. Radio is not the best paying job in the world. So when I go and buy my milk and buy my cereal and buy my ground beef to make my dinner at night, when I see those prices go up, it affects me big time. But Joe Biden does not have a magic wand, despite what the Republicans say. And when you hear the Republicans complain about some of these issues, what are their ideas? It's so easy to be negative about government. And that's what Republicans and conservatives are. They're just completely negative about government. Government can't do anything right, according to them. Well, that's not true. That's not true at all. So if you have somebody that says government can't do anything and then you put them in office and then nothing happens, well, then they can say, hey, I showed you. That's I told you government doesn't work. Well, if they have no will to make it work, how can we reward that? And again, I just think that right now there is a 50-50 chance that the Republicans can get a veto-proof supermajority in both houses of the Wisconsin state legislature. That meaning that even if Tony Evers wins a statewide election that says Democrats get more votes than Republicans, there's a even chance that he will face a state legislature where basically the person in charge will be Robin Voss. Robin Voss, and even if Tim Michaels wins, I think Robin Voss will have more power than Tim Michaels does. I'm guessing that Tim Michaels, who's used to running things at Michaels Corp, is not going to have a whole lot of fun having to answer to Robin Voss all the time should he become governor. But even if Governor Evers is reelected, he may have no way of doing anything in this purple state of Wisconsin. That's, as I said earlier, all the presidential elections over the past 20 plus years, only two elections, presidential elections, have been less than 1% of the vote difference. This has been a 50-50 state for a long time. And yet somehow we are going to see a situation perhaps where 2/3 of the state legislature on both sides will be controlled by Republicans. I don't know. I just, you know, shake your head. So important races, every one of these races, important races in the state of Wisconsin and state legislature, especially because in fact, I think it may be more important to make sure there's not a veto-proof majority in the state legislature than anything else that's on the ballot coming up on November the 8th. Well, that's going to wrap up this Thursday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Again, you can go to civicmedia.us. You can hear previous editions of our program. It's our podcast page. Go to the shows, click on my show, and you can listen to our previous shows here on Bow Falls Radio, WXCO. Coming up at the top of the hour, it will be CBS News Update. And then at 4:06, it will be the Devil's Advocate. So stick around. Keep it right here. Have a great rest of your afternoon. I'm Chad Holmes here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO.